This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons, edwardsvaham.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news. Memorial Day has always been a bittersweet holiday. While it traditionally marks the start of summer, it was created as a day to honor all Americans who have died while serving this country. It's grown to become an unofficial barbecue holiday, with eager eaters dusting off their grills to celebrate the warm months of summer. And while we fully endorse a festive backyard feast, we also hope that you take some time to think about the true meaning of the holiday this year. And that doesn't just mean thanking the vets you know for their service. In fact, some vets don't even want to be thanked on Memorial Day. Our very own Chad Pagano, former Army sniper and host of our hunting program, The Wild Game Domain, has some strong opinions on the matter.
Memorial Day weekend is not about thanking veterans. It's about our fallen. Memorializing the dead, the guys who sacrificed their lives for this country.
And for those who actually serve to protect our nation, Memorial Day is really no different from any other day. We spoke to John Fant from Grayson County, Virginia, who served in the Army from 1986 all the way up until 2013.
It's not just Memorial Day. I think every day about the soldiers that were under my command that lost their lives in combat. And not a day goes by that I don't think of one, if not all of them, and what we were doing and what we were trying to do. And so Memorial Day just brings it probably to light more for people that haven't served. But I would say as a former member of the Army, a veteran, we all think about our memories every day.
This isn't to say that you should feel guilty for having fun. John sees the value in backyard feasting as well.
There's a goodness from the memory of those that have gone before us and have fallen in the service of the nation, but there's also goodness in taking a break from the routine of day-to-day and having a barbecue and drinking a beer.
Dalton Thomas, who spent 4 years in the United States Marine Corps, plans on taking a load off and cooking some food.
We have a smoker, so we're going to maybe smoke a brisket, maybe some ribs, maybe get like some nice hot dogs. I'm definitely not cooking ballparks at my barbecues. You know, find a nice butcher shop around, get some brats or some sausages.
So by all means, slow cook a pork butt, grill up some veggies, break out the brats, but take a moment, even if just a short moment, to think about those who lost their lives protecting the very freedom that allows you to crack open that beer and sit outside. Happy Memorial Day. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, this is Jack Inslee. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.